This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. Nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, you have come to the right place. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about the Longevity products, our Truth Skin Health products, comments or success stories you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in our next segment. We've got a guest coming up in our fourth segment, Amelia Lujan, who has putting on an event in Florida, a health expo. She's going to be talking about her health expo in our fourth segment. And we'll take your calls in our second and third segment if we have calls. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase Longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to purchase our Truth Skin Health products, head to truthtreatments.com. Everything your skin needs and nothing it doesn't. And all of our Truth Treatment products are all up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, we got Amelia Lujan coming up in our fourth segment. She's got a event in Florida, a health event in Florida. We're going to talk about her trade show, I guess you call it. She does it every year, and we'll be talking to her in our fourth segment. We'll get your calls here in our next and third segments, 844-236-6010. We're talking about the cells and how they perform, the nature of their colloidal nature as a cell conducts electrical energy, the shape of the cell changes, the arrangement of the particles inside the cell changes. All of this can be interpreted as information. If we understand how to read this information, we can assess what's going on in the body. If we understand the language of the cell as it shows up in symptoms, we can figure out what's happening in the body. That's why symptoms are so important, and symptoms are way more important for assessing what's happening in the body than diagnostic measurements, which are based on statistics, highs and lows and percentages of this and percentages of that as determined by diagnostic devices. These are not the best ways to tell what's happening in the body. The symptoms talk to us. The body talks to us in the language of symptoms. If we have high blood pressure, that's a type of information. That's a clue. That's a communication. And if we're going to take care of the body, we want to be able to interpret this information in a way that helps us adjust or helps us make the body more functional. For example, maybe interpreting high blood pressure as a communication about cortisol levels or about insulin status. maybe about electrolyte balance, maybe about psychological stressors. This is all listening to the body, paying attention to the communication of the body. And of course, it seems logical, and just listen to the body and then do what the body's telling you to do, or adjust the body upwards or downwards, depending on what needs to happen. And this is just common sense, but we have a healthcare system that doesn't pay attention to the body, that rather doctors the body. That doctors the information. It changes the body artificially the way a crooked cop would doctor evidence. Instead of listening to the evidence, the medical model promotes doctoring the evidence, meaning telling the body to shut up, cutting off the body's tongue, metaphorically speaking. That's what a cholecystectomy is, a gallbladder removal is. It's like cutting the body's tongue off. The body screams at us, "Hey, you're eating the wrong food. Yo, don't put that in me again." And what do? We take out the gallbladder, or we take out the appendix, or we take out the tonsils, or we ablate the heart. The heart says, "Please, don't give me any more sugar. Please, I need magnesium. Please, give me some vitamin C. Please, get me some supplements. Please, eat better." The heart screams at us, and what do? We ablate it. We destroy it. We burn it. We cauterize it with electricity. That's what an ablation is. Who the heck thinks that's a good idea? To cauterize, to electrocute the heart, to burn it off when it's out of rhythm. Who the heck thinks it's a good idea to radiate the thyroid when it's so freaked out that it's making our blood pressure go crazy? Who the heck thinks it's a good idea to take out organs of the body to shut off our symptoms? We poison the body into submission with beta blockers and calcium channel blockers and metformin and chemotherapy. We want to learn to listen to the information that's coming out of the body. There's a relationship between information and health. As we get older, as we get diseased, the body tends to lose structure. Its information changes. It becomes less organized. It becomes less coherent. There's a blobification that takes place. We lose our edges. We turn into blobs. That's what aging is about. It's about turning into a blob. It happens to everyone. A blob has way less information than distinct and sharp lines. The distinct and sharp lines that happen when we're a kid are the result of clear-cut information. The body's communicating clearly. As we blobify, we get less information. Our information becomes muddy. It becomes dirty. We become less responsive. A young body is more responsive. It's more able to work with information than a blobby body. Interestingly, we get plastic surgery to imitate a body that has information, that's responsive. We're imitating it surgically, mechanically, but it never looks right. Because underneath the fake plastic surgery, you've still got blobification. You've still got less responsive and less informed tissue. Health is when the body's information processing capabilities are clear cut. It's when the body's health information processing capabilities enhance health, enhance longevity. When it's operating in a healthy way, the body's like a poem or a song. It's coherent. A healthy body is a coherent body. It's got coherent information, and information that can be read and enjoyed and marveled at, like great literature, like a great poem. The rhythms of the heart and the rhythms of the fluids, the circulatory fluids, are propelled through the body through each beat, each heartbeat. The vibrations of the bone are crystalline. They're based on skeletal movement. The vibrations in the brain are based on hormones, as the hormone hits or binds to a cell. When we're sick, our crystalline nature breaks down, and our information becomes gibberish. Our muscles don't move correctly. The connective tissue doesn't repair itself correctly. Brain chemicals don't bind correctly. We call that multiple sclerosis, or we'll call it Parkinson's disease, or we'll call it autoimmunity. It's basically noise. It's when the body's information field becomes noisy. Disease shows up as symptoms, which are basically distorted information. And this is why diagnostics and testing and doctoring is not really necessary. We just got to listen for the noise. We just got to listen for the symptoms and provide the body what it needs to reorganize it into information, to reorganize the noise into information. This is where the mighty 90 essential nutrients come in. This is where protein, fats, and carbohydrates, food comes in. Macronutrition and micronutrition, the main way our physical body becomes organized into poetry, becomes organized into information away from noise, is by transmuting protein, fats, and carbohydrates into structures, into cells, into bones, into blood vessels. The body's evolved over billions of years. Beginning with the first cells, 3.5 billion years, the body has evolved from minerals via electronics and resonance and frequency into great poetry. The Bible tells us that we all, our bodies formed out of the minerals of the earth. What they really mean is that formed out of the combination of the minerals in the earth and the water in the earth. And the combination of the minerals and the waters created electrical currents, and this is what's called the clay hypothesis of life. Clays are super, super fascinating substances. We'll continue when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Got lines open, 844-236-6.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dinovite's the bomb.
Dinovite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. We've got Amelia Lujan coming up in our fourth segment. She is the, I guess she's the owner of the Mind Body Expo at in Delray Beach, Florida. It's coming up this weekend if you're in the Florida area at the Old School Square Cultural Arts Center. We'll talk to Amelia about her event. In our third segment, we'll get your call, or our fourth segment, we'll get your calls here momentarily. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, longevity business, health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, if you have a common or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products or sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, even better, call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, so we're going to spend the next couple of days talking about the clays, which, as important as they are for life, really, and as healthcare aids, they're great sources of minerals. They're great sources of nutrients that are attached to those minerals. I've been using clays in the skincare formulations for many years. Clays are one of nature's best sources of silica, which is a very, very underappreciated mineral that is really, in many ways, the sources of life. According to Alfred Budentat, life cannot exist without silica. Silica research is really kind of a little-known field of study in the world of mineralogy, but silica is really, really important stuff. Silica acts like a scaffolding around which other minerals form. You can't really make bone without silica. You can't make connective tissue without silica. And silica deficiency, even though silica is one of the most abundant elements on the planet, is still pretty common because most people don't eat their veggies. Veggies being nature's best sources of silica. You can also get supplemental silica in the form of liquid silica gel. And, of course, clays are also a great source of silica. We'll talk about that in the coming days. Clays are really fascinating substances. They're basically microscopic minerals, mostly aluminum and silica. Yes, aluminum, the much vilified aluminum, which, along with silica, is the most abundant elements, the two most abundant elements in the planet. And clays are basically these microscopic aluminum-silica crystals with other minerals interspersed with them. And these aluminum silica minerals with iron and potassium and sodium are suspended in liquid to form electrical crystals that attract things, especially water. And this attraction, this ability that clay crystals have to attract things, including the building blocks of DNA, so-called nucleotides or nucleic acids, has led scientists to develop what's called the clay hypothesis, which is an attempt to describe the beginnings of life. It's thought that these clays, these aluminum, silica, and other mineral clays, with their electrical properties and their water molecules trapped within them, somehow or another attracted basic building blocks that allowed life to form. Life, in essence, formed in the clays, which is right in line with what we hear in the Bible, that man came out of the dust of the earth. Very fascinating substances, clays. And as I say, I've been using them in my skincare formulations for many years. They're wonderful as masks, wonderful as cleansers. They're incredibly detoxifying for the skin. And the same detoxifying properties they have on the skin, of course, leads clays lends clays detoxification properties for the inside of the body as well. We will we'll discuss clays and their important nutritional properties and health-giving properties here over the next couple of days. Bentonite clay, kaolin clay, of course, kaopectate, everybody knows what that is. That's basically kaolin clay. The three main kinds of clays are kaolin clays, and then something called montmorillonite, which is what bentonite clay is, and then another clay called elite clays. And then there are actually clays that are made from worms, vermiculite clays. All of these have agricultural properties, have health properties, and have industrial properties as well. We'll talk about that in the coming days. Time to hit the phones, 844-236-6010. Let's go to Barry in New Orleans. What's up, Barry? How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I want to ask you about concur with the idea that all illnesses caused by lack of the proper nutrition?
I'm sorry, say that again, Barry. I kind of lost you.
Whether all illness, caused by the lack of proper nutrition?
You know, that's a great question. All illness has an aspect of a lack of proper nutrition. In other words, you may get an illness from a bacteria, say, but that itself involves a lack of proper nutrition in the sense that nutrition would have helped you fight the infection. So I wouldn't say nutrition is the direct cause of all illness, but there's an aspect of malnutrition involved in all chronic long-term disease. The body heals itself, so it adjusts. That's called homeostasis. The highs get pulled down, the lows get pulled up. The body is constantly adjusting. So if there's an attack on the body, say a bacterial attack or a virus attack on the body, there's an immune system that is supposed to be able to handle that, but that immune system is fueled and run and built up from nutrition. So if you get a bacterial infection, it's not the lack of nutrition that causes the bacterial infection, but it's the lack of nutrition that kept the body from being able to deal with the bacterial infection. If you have a lack of repair, say in the bones or in the connective tissue somewhere, that leads to a chronic degenerative disease like osteoporosis perhaps, well, it's not the lack of nutrition that caused the osteoporosis, but it's the lack of nutrition that is keeping the body's repair system from operating or from firing on all cylinders. So, yes, lack of nutrition is involved in some way in my opinion, in all chronic long-term degenerative type diseases. It might not be directly involved, but it somehow is going to be involved if the body is not repairing itself as it should or fighting the infection as it should, which is to say that there's a heck of a lot you can do by making sure you're nutriating yourself. Now, keep in mind, it's almost impossible to nutriate yourself 100% correctly, number one, because the foods we eat are so corrupted. Number two, because the soils that the food grows from is so corrupted. And number three, because nutritional supplementation is a tricky business. It's hard to know exactly how to supplement, which is why, in my opinion, you want to just drown yourself or saturate yourself with nutrients. You want to immerse your body with nutrients and let your body extract what it needs out of the nutrients that you're taking and just saturate yourself, immerse your body in all the nutrients it needs, the mighty 90 essential nutrients, and let the body extract from those mighty 90 essential nutrients what it needs to run itself. Food, water, the soils that the food grows in, they're so corrupted at this point in time. I mean, we've been trashing our environment for so long, you're just not going to be able to get everything you need from foods. And supplementation is a tricky business because it's hard to know what and how much you need, which is why you just want to just give yourself everything and let your body decide what it wants to take out of that input of nutrients in the form of supplementation that we should all be doing. Does that help, Barry?
Yes, and also I'd like for you to repeat once more, because I had that and I kind of shuffled it around about inflammation.
Inflammation is behind all chronic long-term degenerative diseases, but we don't want to think of inflammation just as inflammation. We want to think of it as defense. And that makes it easier to understand why inflammation is a problem and why inflammation is important. It's not just a problem. We hear about inflammation being a problem, but it's also very important. It's part of the healing process. Inflammation is the first phase of the two-phase healing process. First you get inflammation, then you get anti-inflammation. And if you're trying to go into anti-inflammation without helping the body protect itself, you're not going to get the benefits of the body's healing abilities. And that's why it's important to think of inflammation as a defensive process. Hang on, Barry. We'll finish up when we come back.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Customs and Border Protection officials in Texas are starting to release migrant families at the southern border as detention centers are filling up. Some of the families taken into custody in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas are being given notices to appear in court, others being released on their own recognizance. The CBP says more families have been picked up along the Rio Grande Valley than any other stretch of the border with Mexico in the past few months. The British Prime Minister is now asking the EU to delay Britain's departure from the trading bloc until the end of June.
As Prime Minister, I am not prepared to delay Brexit any further than the 30th of June.
Theresa May speaking there before Parliament today. The UK currently on track to leave the EU on March 29th, but Parliament's twice rejected May's withdrawal agreement. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be talking to Emilio Lujan in our next segment about her Mind Body Expo in Delray Beach. That's going on this Saturday, March 23rd. If you're in the Florida area, in the Delray Beach area specifically, you might want to check that out. Emilio Lujan will be on in our next segment. We're talking to Barry in New Orleans now about inflammation and malnutrition. You there, Barry?
Yes.
Yes, it's really important to recognize that inflammation is your friend. It's the chronic long-term inflammation that is problematic, but it's not the inflammation itself. It's the cause of the inflammation, which is attack. And by attack, I'm talking about typically food attack. That's the most common source of internal inflammation, is food attack. And, you know, it makes, when you think about the kind of foods we eat, nutritionally deficient foods, toxic foods, foods that put a stress on the body, burdensome foods, it makes perfect sense that the body would react to those foods in a defensive posture. And so inflammation needs to be regarded as a defensive response, which tells you that if you want to take care of inflammation, you don't suppress it. That's doctor medical model stupidity, not doctor, medical model stupidity, to try to suppress the body's defensive response with cortisol or prednisone or steroids, etc. The way you want to handle inflammation is by taking care of the problem at the level of the offending agent. Eliminating the offending agent. Sugar is an offending agent. Rancid trans fats are offending agents. Cooked fats, offending, or burnt fats, offending agents. Corrupted processed foods, offending agents. Think about all the things we put in our body that act as offending agents, and it makes perfect sense why would most of us, especially as we age, would be dealing with long-term, low-level, chronic, never-ending inflammation. And so while inflammation gets the blame, or is the focal point, is the bad guy, it's really the offending agent that triggers the inflammation that's the problem. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else, buddy?
Yes. I eat a lot of fruit. Should I be?
Fruit is very pro-inflammatory. Now, and that's another very interesting point. You know, just because a food has good things in it doesn't necessarily make it a good food. A lot of times you read about all the wonderful things that are in oats, for example. Oh my gosh, oats are a source of vitamin E. Oats are a source of beta-glucan. Oats are a source of fiber. Oats have all these wonderful things, B vitamins in oats, all these wonderful things, minerals in oats. But as a whole, does that make oats a good food? No. As a whole, oats are not a good food. Likewise with soy. Oh my gosh, soy has great protein in it, a building protein in it. Soy's got electrolytes and B complex in it. Soy is a great source of fiber. But does that make soy a good food? No. Soy is not a good food in general. Grains are not good foods in general. They have wonderful things in them, but they're not good foods in general. Fruits are much the same way. There's wonderful things in fruits, but as a whole, fruits have to be treated with great respect. I'm not going to go so far as to say that fruits are bad foods, but they need to be treated with great respect because fruits today have been genetically modified. In fact, they've been genetically modified over the course of many thousands of years to be super high in sugar, specifically fructose, which is a very problematic sugar, and low in bioflavonoids, and low in phytonutrients, which tend to be bitter. So farmers have, over the course of millennia, kind of genetically changed the fruits to be super high in sugar and much lower in the bitter phytonutrients that the fruits are supposed to contain. Think about the, you know, apples. There were no big, red, juicy red apples on the African savanna. We were lucky if we got a crab apple. You ever seen a crab apple? That's the kind of apples, that's the kind of a shape that apples took 10,000 years ago when they, or 20,000 years ago when they were first around. But over the course of the millennia, we turned those crab apples into big red juicy apples that are filled with sugar and have much less nutritional value. So you can go as far as to say that fruits are a problem or are bad food, but you want to respect the fruit. And by that I mean maybe small pieces of fruit, maybe eat half an apple or half a banana, suck on it really slowly, treat it like a treat rather than as a food that you can eat all day long. And a lot of people are fruitarians and they're eating fruits all day long and they don't realize that they're burdening their body's blood sugar system, burdening the liver, and not getting anywhere near the nutritional value from that fruit that they think they're getting. So I'd be really, really, really careful with fruits. Treat it like a dessert. Use them very sparingly, and you don't necessarily need to eat the whole fruit. You can eat a quarter an apple, or a half an apple, or a quarter banana, or half a banana. And the best fruits are going to be the small ones, the berries. Although these days with pesticides, the berries tend to absorb more pesticides than the bigger fruits, so you got to be careful there as well. But from a nutritional standpoint, the most valuable fruits are going to be the berries, the purples, especially the blueberries and raspberries, those kinds of things. All right, Barry, I got a couple more calls I want to get to. We got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Thanks for your call, appreciate it. Let's go to Brian in Connecticut. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. What's going on, man?
Yeah, thanks. I'm calling for my father, actually. He had his thyroid removed about 3 months ago for fear of thyroid cancer.
Okay.
And his recovery process has been treacherous.
I can only imagine. How old is he?
He's almost 70. Actually, he is 70.
Okay, now...
Well,
the thyroid's out, the thyroid's out. But I'm telling you, people, and then there's 500,000 of these things taken out every year. You're playing with fire. The thyroid regulates everything. You've now trying to run a body without its main regulatory gland. If there's cancer, obviously you don't have a choice. You got to take it out. Now, you said they thought he had cancer. I'm not sure I would have taken my thyroid out just from thinking you have cancer. Nonetheless, it's out. So now you got to be very, 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 very kind to the body. The body's ability to adjust to things is going to be compromised at this point. So as I was saying earlier, how the body's a homeostatic system where the lows get pulled up and the highs get pulled down, he's going to be compromised at that level. Not only that, but when the thyroid is suppressed or taken out, in your dad's case, the adrenal glands are going to pick up the slack, which means he's going to be running on cortisol energy. He's going to be running on stress energy. That means he's going to have blood pressure issues. He's going to have weight issues, perhaps. It's going to be very difficult for him to process his food. He's going to have temperature regulation problems. He may have immune system problems. He's got to be very, very kind to the body. We all have to be kind to our body, but without a thyroid, you have to be extra kind to your body. That means eating as little food as possible. In fact, everything I'm going to tell you are things that we all have to do, but he just has to do it with a great deal more vigilance. Eating as little food as possible. Food is not his friend. And when he eats, he wants to eat foods that are nutritionally dense. So no big meals, just tiny, small bites. As soon as he's full, stop eating. The thyroid regulates the digestive system, so he's not going to be able to digest his food as well as if he had a thyroid. Soups, juices, vegetable juices as much as possible. Fill up on vegetable juices as much as possible. Bone soup, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but use it very slowly, small amounts and small doses. You don't want to take too much of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine without a thyroid. Does he have any bowel movement problems? Is he constipated?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that usually happens. So make sure he's doing fiber, grinding up flax seeds, a couple teaspoons of flax seeds every day, ground up, put in water, or put into a smoothie. Liquid nutrition, pound the micronutrients, the Healthy Star Pack type nutrients, and then eating as little as possible. Don't forget your slow, deep breathing. That's also very important. Anything you can do to relax the body is going to be important because he's going to be running on cortisol energy without a thyroid. Brian, I'm out of time, buddy. If you send me an email, ben@ksco.com, put your phone number in there. I'll try to get back to you and give you some personal help.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Thanks for joining us. We've got our guest coming up here in just a moment. Amelia Lujan has got a mind-body expo going on this weekend in Florida at the Old School Square Cultural Arts Center, which is at 51 North Swinton Avenue in Delray Beach, Florida. I met Amelia about 2 months ago, and I was very, very impressed by her passion and her interest in helping people. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Amelia Lujan. What's up, Amelia?
Hi. Hi, Ben. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. We only got a few minutes, so let's dive right in. Tell us a little bit about yourself first, and then let's talk about your expo. What got you into this whole nutrition business, inspiring folks to empower people to live a more fulfilling life?
Of course. Well, my background really is in public relations, advertising, and media production. And through my studies my experiences within that industry, I was able to see how there's so much misinformation out there, and really people are misguided and misled by advertising and by product placement and color psychology and emotional appeal and all of these things. So I was a little bit irritated at that, because for me, I'm an advocate for animals and for people. So I embarked on a journey to veganism because I cared about where my dollar, you know, led me, and what I was voting for, the world that I was voting for with my money. So I wanted to educate and inspire people to empower themselves.
Oh, Amelia, you're cutting out there. Amelia, you're cutting out a little bit.
And conscious consumers.
Amelia?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're cutting out. I don't know
if
you're in a
bad...
Yeah, that's better. Go ahead. Amelia?
Okay, that's better now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. So I really wanted to inspire people to be more compassionate with their consumer choices. And then I came about this expo, and I saw it as a vehicle to deliver that message to a larger community.
Okay, so now it's called the Mind-Body Expo. So I assume it's not just about the body, it's also about the mind. Tell me how that relates, how those two aspects of health and beingness relate to each other, and how they relate to each other in your expo.
Well, everything has to do with your mind, body, and spirit, right? When we are aligned, we feel guided with divine purpose, and we really feel like we have someone there taking us on the right path. We can probably all relate to wanting to obtain a goal, and then us getting to that goal, we swerve along the way. We get sidetracked with our health, with our physical health, with our mental health, and with other elements within our lives that seem a little bit chaotic. I mean, I know a lot of people can relate to that in this period that we are now. So for me, I have found that it is extremely important to not only take care of your physical health, but also take care of your mental and your spiritual health, because when you are aligned and your mind, body, and spirit are balanced, we find purpose and we are more guided to do what we came to do.
How does the Mind Body Expo, if somebody was interested in working on their health, how would the Mind Body Expo help them?
Well, we have tons of awesome activities. We have very unique vendors. So we really pride ourselves in hand-picking vendors that are serving the community at large. So we have, we divided the event up into zones. The healing art zone, where we have tons of unique healing modalities for anyone to find that are very extremely advanced technologies that most people aren't aware that exist. We also have a nurture your body section, where we have delicious plant-based foods. We also have a ton of vendors that have great products to help you take care of your skin and your health with detoxing and such. And then we have a green living zone, which, of course, we have products that pertain to living sustainably. And we also have a movement zone where we have physical activities. And if you want, you could also listen to very engaging and compelling speakers that are going to be talking about topics within the health and sustainability realm.
And what is the relationship between veganism and the expo?
Well, I decided that the expo wasn't vegan prior to me owning it. And I chased that because I believe that if we really want to live a sustainable life and we want to make an impact for the betterment of our health and the health of the planet, we need to go plant-based, because there is a lot of misconceptions out there about the animal industries, and it's really coming to light how these industries are polluting the environment as well as polluting our minds and our bodies. And this is why I got so so passionate about veganism, is because people are being lied to and they don't even realize it. I have a whole video actually on my YouTube about the psychology of why we eat meat, and through making that video, I was able to discover how these industries use labeling and color placements and logos and all of that and like the graphics to make people feel that it is something that is normal and that is okay.
Okay, now I'm looking at your brochure, and you have a couple things I want to talk to you about, a couple bullet points that I thought were interesting. First of all, what do you mean by the truth about protein?
So most people think that protein needs to be obtained by animals. However, we get protein the same way that cows get protein, right? Cows eat grass. They don't eat.
Amelia, I'm sorry. I keep losing you here. I'm not sure if you're talking on the phone or if you're moving around.
Oh, I am. I'm having technical difficulties. I'm not moving. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay.
The truth about protein.
The truth about protein, exactly. So most people think that protein is about eating complete proteins that come from animals. But we get protein the same way that cows get protein. And cows, they eat grass. They don't eat meat. So protein is really a complex range of amino acids. And the best way for us to obtain protein is to eat these amino acids, which are found in a variety of plant foods, like beans, grains, vegetables, and even fruit. And by eating these amino acids, your body synthesizes the protein. So it's clean protein without any saturated fats that come with eating animal protein.
And then what do you mean by the psychology of why we eat meat?
Because, I mean, if you think about our consumer habits, we are all, it's all based on programming. So when you watch television and you watch a commercial, that commercial is creating emotional appeal within your subconscious mind, and it is drawing certain emotions from you so that you can feel an emotional attachment to the brand that is showcasing their product. And they use color psychology. Different colors mean different things for your subconscious mind. Now, our subconscious mind is what governs our consumer habits, our beliefs, our the way that we act, the way that we think, the way that we do things. So these companies have figured out a way through PR, public relations, they have figured out a way to embed in people's subconscious minds certain consumer habits. So that video that you're talking about explains how these industries are using labeling and languaging and all of these different techniques to embed in our subconscious minds that we need to eat meat and it's okay to do so. And that's why we have such a huge meat-based consumer culture, because the food industry is the largest industry in the world, and the one that runs it is the dairy and the meat industry. If you look at all the products, they're all meat and dairy.
All right, so we got about a minute here. Tell the listeners about your show or about your event and how they can get there, and when timing and logistical kinds of things, cost, et cetera.
Great. So the event is free for the public. Anyone can come. It's open to families, and there's a lot of kids' activities as well, too. So come prepare with your yoga mat. This place, if the venue is located in Old School Square, Delray Beach, which is located on the corner of Swinton Avenue and Atlantic Avenue. So if you're driving from off of Atlantic Avenue on the Turnpike 495, you just drive east. And once you get to the heart of Delray, which is where all the shopping centers are, you're going to see it right there to your left. And the event is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So make sure to come prepared in fitness clothes, bring your yoga mat, and get prepared to meet some wonderful people.
And your website, real quick?
MindBodyExpo.org.
MindBodyExpo.org. Hey, Amelia, thank you so much. Great to talk to you. I'm sure we'll talk
thank
again
you so
soon.
Much, Ben.
That's Amelia.
Yeah,
thank
we'll
you.
Talk soon.
Awesome. That's Amelia Lujan. Her event is the Mind Body Expo. If you're in the Florida, in the Delray Beach, Florida area, I would encourage you to attend. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back at you tomorrow with more awesome, great health information. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No matter